Thanks so much for being with us. First story this hour brings us right here to Iran, where President Hassan Rouhani says Iran today has the largest and most powerful armed forces against terrorism in the Middle East.
The armed forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran are the largest anti-terror force. The Islamic Revolution Guards Corps fought against the terrorism and terrorist groups inside the country long before they stood against the Iraqi aggressors in western and southern battlefields. Today, the largest regional power against terror and intimidation is Iran's armed forces. If someday the terrorists infiltrate other regional countries, those countries will depend on Iranian armed forces to help them, as we helped Iraq and Syria in their fight against terrorists at their own request. They should not believe that major world powers and the West would come to their defense.
Rouhani gave assurances that Iran will never invade any other country but will defend its sovereignty with full force in case of any aggression. Rouhani made the comments during a ceremony commemorating the start of Sacred Defense Week. And the event marks the 35th anniversary of Iraq's war against Iran. Units of the Iranian Armed Forces are holding massive parades across the country to honor the sacrifices made during the 8 years of defense. Former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein ordered the invasion of Iran in 1980 with U.S. and other Western support. Right here in Tehran, I'd like to welcome Mohammad Hassan Khani, Professor Imam Sadegh University. Thanks so much for being with us. Let's look at the significance of President Rouhani's speech. 35 years on, Iran of the beginning of the war compared to the Iran of today, where now President Rouhani is saying to regional countries not to count on these other countries, especially Western countries, for helping them because Iran is here and actually can keep the area secure and can help them.
Well, definitely Iran is and remains to be a very powerful force in war against terrorism. During the past few years, while the other countries, a number of regional countries or world powers have been creating and supporting elements of terrorism or terrorist groups throughout the region, it has been only Iran that has been fighting against terrorism, and it remains to be so. So in that sense, it makes sense that why Hassan Rouhani is today referring to Iranian armed forces as maybe the strongest force in the world in fight against terrorism.
Well, let's look at that, what you've just said. Mr. Khani, you talked about Iran's role in fighting terrorism. We know that in many circles, if we specifically talk about the United States, that Iran many times have actually been said is one of the main causes of terrorism in this region. But more and more, of course, even them, they're trying to or have or been forced to admit that the situation, according to them, is changing. I want to talk about the sacrifices that Iran has made. We look at the situation, whether we're talking about in Iraq, we're talking about in Syria, and so many other regions, and dealing with Daesh itself, the role overall that Iran has played and can play in the future.
Well, when it comes to terrorism, I think there are two problems with the Western approach. And to be very specific, there are two problems in the Americans' approach towards terrorism and the fight against terrorism. The first problem is the fact that they do not have a very clear, a very logical definition about terrorism. What is terrorism and who are the terrorist groups? This is number one. The second problem is the fact that they follow a double standard policy. In one definition, in one approach, they see or designate a group as a terrorist group, and just a few years later or a few months later, if that group is serving their national interest, they will exclude it from the terrorist lists. So these are very, very important problems when it comes to American approach towards terrorism. But Iran has been very clear in what it calls it logical terrorism, or the wave of terrorism in the region. And if you look at the Iranian record, for example, there are at least three important examples, three important cases. The one in Afghanistan, the one in Iraq, and the other one in Syria. In these three countries, Iran has been following a very steady and very interesting, very logical policy towards fighting the terrorism in these three groups, supporting their central government. This is the key issue. You cannot say that I am against terrorism and at the same time fight against the central government, central authority, which is trying to bring stability to its own country. So in that sense, in my view, as I said before, Iran has been and remains to be a very powerful against terrorism, and it's very difficult to imagine that how a coalition or alliance against terrorism can be shaped without Iran.
What is the key, Mr. Hassan Khani, when we look at the situation around the Islamic Republic of Iran and we look at basically the absolute chaos in this region, and yet inside of Iran, very secure, very quiet? What's the key to that success?
Well, this is a very good question. At least for three reasons, Iran is a good candidate to fight against terrorism or be part of an alliance against terrorism. The first reason is the fact that Iran is willing to support any kind of coalition against terrorism genuinely. The other fact is the fact that Iran is powerful enough to fight against terrorism. It has the means, it has the troops, it has everything to be part of that fight against terrorism. And finally, as you said, it is the key problem. It is a key issue that Iran enjoys stability. Iran is nowadays the only countries in the region that enjoys a very outstanding stability and security, which makes it a good candidate for fighting against terrorism.
Thank you so much for being with us here in the studios in Tehran. Mohammad Hassan Khani, Professor at Imam Sadegh University.